as you can see from what was given a couple of days ago and compared to the today's result, nothing has really changed. And the reason why we kept on pushing from the first preliminary result to this lab, well, it's simply because we have judiciary route that we could use, and that's what we did. Unfortunately, the Constitutional Council did not consider any of our points. So therefore, they declare President Mahamat Idriss Deby winner of this election. Regardless of the outcome, I believe we have exhausted any legal route. So now the battle remains in the political route. So we need to have this discussion with the other team and in order to figure out how to move forward, because there are many more elections coming up, legislative, governorates, and all the different communal elections coming up. We believe that we are the most popular one.
The Prime Minister spoke to the people today. He mentioned here that the truth always triumphs in the end, and that the truth is that change is irreversible and its implementation will depend on all of us. What do you think he means now?
Yeah, as you can say, this is a very historic election in Chad, given the number of people that came out to vote. The turnout is unbelievable. So if people came out that much to vote, it means they are determined for a change. But it seems that we're in a statu quo. So in order to respond to the need of the people and to the desire of the people, since democracy is the will of the people, the power of the people, then there's no other option than having this frank political discussion in order for the people to triumph. Otherwise, it will not be a good mandate for him, in the sense that the people of Chad, as we speak, if it's reflecting what is it being said, there should be celebration all over the country. But the climate is very, very timid. That means something. I don't know what exactly that means, but it means probably that the people of Chad is not really happy about the outcome of this election. But this should not stop at this point. There is an opportunity to change this, and that depends on the dialogue that will be coming up between the involved parties as we're part of it on a political discussion that we'll be having the days to come.
So some members of your party were arrested and I think in prison. The Prime Minister, what did he have to say about those people?
They should be free, period. There is no reason to arrest anybody. Those are political pressure, as you can see it. And we are used to this. In fact, I myself have gone to prison before in the past. And those are political pressure that's been used. But this has no effect whatsoever on the determination of people that desire change. And we should be part of the change that's coming. Otherwise, it's not what the people want. So they should be free. And we believe in the days to come, it should be released.
You